For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We start the show, obviously, on a Football Friday, talking about the Browns and an F-off Friday. We got to talk about Josh Naylor and the two indelible images from the Guardians clinching last night. One was Josh Naylor with a sleeveless hoodie, with the guns out, with the tat on the left arm, with a stogie in his mouth, looking like he'd enjoying champagne. And the other was Big Christmas. And I talked a little about this yesterday, about him smoking on a stogie. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen two baseball players since Babe Ruth that are more in the "you look born to smoke a cigarette" category.
Yeah, we for whatever reason, I mean, I guess I get why, but we love to like romanticize like the bigger bodied guys in baseball.
Yes, I do.
Well, no, it's not just you though. I mean, how long was Bartolo Colon a thing in this sport?
Speak respectfully.
Like, no, I'm not trying to disrespect him at all. I'm just saying, like, anytime Bartolo Colon did anything, people ate it up. He hit his first homer like late in his career with the Mets in San Diego, and I remember it vividly. And it was like people were taking it and putting like the Titanic music underneath it and like doing all this crazy stuff because we just love, you know what it is? I think the answer is easy. It's that we love the idea of somebody who doesn't look like they should be athletic at all pulling off incredible athletic feats in a sport like baseball. Because listen, we always do the little game of like, would you rather be tackled by an NFL linebacker or try to hit a 100 mile per hour fastball? And which one's harder? And everyone always goes back to the fact that baseball is a lot harder. So to see a guy doing something like that with that build, it's incredible. So I think that's why we love these images. These are the other image I saw too was people just zooming in on Miles Straw at the team photo.
Yeah,
and they were like, classic case of didn't do anything on the project, but still got an A.
And that's not true. He misran the bases the other day, and then he misread. He and Rocchio in the yesterday's game had the almost disaster in center field, where Rocchio ended up making the over the shoulder catch because apparently they don't speak the same language. I don't know what's going on there.
What's that other one that they do, the meme where it's like, or I guess it's not even a meme because it's more like a TikTok where it's like they got the soldiers that pop up and they're like, I'm doing my part, and they're like, oh, I'm doing my part. And then the comedian's at the end, and he's just like, I didn't do a damn thing, or whatever the hell it is. That's what they were doing with Miles Straw.
Again, this is funny until they put Miles Straw on the postseason roster, and don't lose touch with the baseball races now, because Cleveland is battling for the first round bye. Follow all the news on 92.3 The Fan and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro. So we're having this conversation about the Guardians, and I referred to yesterday clinching and all the good vibes, all the dopamine hits from watching guys party and just, you know, the smiles and the back slaps as like the shot in the arm that I personally needed this week. I also think I'm going to say the same thing about the Yankees losing to the Mariners yesterday, because all of a sudden, you know, it felt like for a minute every time the Guardians won, the Yankees won. Every time the Guardians lost, the Yankees lost. So it just felt like you'd been in this holding pattern, and now it feels like that now that you're a half game off the number one seed in baseball, kind of feels like now we can go ahead and start scoreboard watching, not just for the AL Central, which feels locked up, but now the number one seed in baseball.
Yeah, I do think you had – I think Guardians fans, you had to kind of wait for the playoff spot to be clinched before you get to that point. Because, listen, there was enough with this team, the roller coaster ride as they struggled, you know, in August and then bounced back to sort of finish a little bit stronger here and clinch the playoff berth. Like, it's one of those situations where, like, you're worrying about yourselves first. But now that that's locked up and you know you're in, yes, like 100%. I think you're scoreboard watching your tourney, especially these next couple nights. Because we know, like, tonight the Guardians can't clinch the division just yet. It's the magic number is 3, so it's still going to take a little bit of time here before they can get there. So you have a couple nights where it's like maybe you're flipping back more often than you would because you're trying to see what's going on with the Yankees game, because you want to see if there's a chance that they lose and you can kind of get one over on them. So Yeah, this is now the time where you're locked in, I think, with both games, which is why the two TV setup is a good thing to have at home. You can have both games on at the same time.
Or as we do, I do the phone, which is right to my right, and then the 70-inch TV behind it. And then I've got an earbud that I will, if I'm more in tuned on the TV, I'll just mute the earbud. And then if I see something out of the corner, turn the earbud back on so I can hear what's going on in that game. Because that's the one thing I can't do. I can do the two TV setup and watch two TVs. I can't listen to two games at the same time.
Yeah, that's hard. That is fair.
But, you know, it's interesting we're talking about this. I think everybody is right to say, you get the number one seed, you get home field advantage until the World Series. Totally get that. Totally understand that. And by the way, having home field advantage in the World Series would be awesome if you even were to have the best record in baseball. I digress. What's really at stake here is making the Yankees face the Astros in the ALDS.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I don't think I can guarantee whoever plays whoever is slated to get the number one seed, I don't know that I can say you are destined to play the Orioles in the second round. Because whoever's coming up to face the Orioles in that first-round series, I think that's going to be a tough matchup.
Let's face it, the Orioles are struggling here down the stretch.
Yes.
That's been the big thing. Is like they've kind of slumped, and they're kind of falling up. The wheels are falling off a little bit. So you'd rather face them than some of these other teams. Like, and it's interesting because on some level, you kind of feel like, well, do the Orioles actually have a pretty good chance against the Yankees? Because, you know, the Yankees and them play each other so much. Like, they're in the division. Those can kind of be toss-ups. But I'm with you as the resident Red Sox fan here at 92.3 The Fan, which I think most people who know and listen to me at this point know this about me. I want to see the Guardians get the one seed because I don't want the Yankees getting off the hook. Like, to your point, I want them to have to go through the Astros, who, let's face it, have kind of owned them in the playoffs these last, like, seven or so years, where every time they see the Astros, they always get one over on them because they still go back to, what was it, 2018 when they won the World Series? And they're like, oh, those cheating Astros, they stole it from us and all these different things. So, yeah, like, I want them to have to go through the Astros and the Guardians. I don't want them off the hook where one of those teams knocks the other out. The Astros knock the Guardians out, the Guardians that knock the Astros out. I want them to have to go through both those teams to prove that they're really worth all the hype that they always tend to get because of the Yankees.
I also just think it'd be the funniest thing if the team that had been the number one seed in the AL and started to run away with their own division, and thanks because Baltimore is kind of collapsing here, as you mentioned, there's a part of me that thinks the funniest thing in the world is if the Yankees had not even a collapse, but just a glitch at the end, and Cleveland sneaks past them, and your reward for the two seed is a team that I think is absolutely in the cranium of the New York Yankees. Here's the other thing. I also don't want any part of either one of those teams in the first round.
By the way, LDS. Maybe I'm misremembering this. As Andy Pettit once said, didn't Spencer and Ken both say last year they'd bring on the Yankees?
No, that was not me.
Are you sure?
Ken said...
Wait.
Sorry, now you're going to get your story straight here.
Ken said bring on the Yankees. I think that was that 2 years ago?
Did you just go along with it?
I said bring on the Knicks when it was the Cavs versus the Knicks 2 years ago.
Ah, so neither... Honestly, neither of those paid off. Spencer was the guy, if
but
I remember.
But I just want to clarify, I didn't say anything about the Yankees. I said the Knicks.
Was it Spencer
it
who said...
It worked out for me, but I didn't say Yankees.
Was it you that said the season is over?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Over.
When?
Mid-August. We had somebody co-hosting with me, and I'm sorry, my 38-year-old brain is not allowing this.
I don't think it was me. Why would I say?
Sorry, I think you were the kid.
The season is over? When would I have said that?
I think when the Guardians had the Royals in one game, within one game of the division, it wasn't Fedor, because that's not very a Fedorian thing to do. It wasn't JP. Oh, no. No, sorry, I confused you. With another white part-timer, it was Danny Cunningham. Sorry, you were about to catch a big stray there. I apologize immediately.
I take offense because I have a lot more hair than Danny does. So.
Whoa, there. It's by choice. If he wanted to grow out, he, like I am. I got widow's peaks.
But
all right,
so
widow's peaks.
We to confuse.
Why don't you prove that's not a hair piece.
I can't say that thing.
I'm just kidding.
Mac and I had a debate during yesterday's show while we were watching something on TV. I won't say what it was, about whether somebody in media was wearing a hairpiece, a hair system or not. And I think Mac was being overly gracious because I think it was quite apparent.
It was somebody at the station or somebody just in media?
I could be anything. Not somebody at the station, because I'd probably say that. There's definitely somebody in the media at large. Let's go with...
So you're done trying to put takes on me that were my takes.
Yeah,
Are we past this?
Wait. Do you need an apology?
No, I'm just saying. In the last 5 minutes, I've been accused of two takes that I didn't have.
In fairness, you still didn't have a great take on the New York thing.
I admit that. I own the fact that my Knicks take did not. It blew up in my face every time. During my Sunday show in the off season, if you had been listening on Sunday's Nick, I brought that up probably every other week that it was a terrible take. But I own it, and I've moved on. But I did not say anything about the Yankees.
You
I didn't say
called,
anything about the season.
It's called German
over.
Cold takes.
Start the Twitter account. Get it
this
going.
This takes a cord. Big Mike on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, saying, if Miles Straw is on the postseason roster now, I'm holding you personally responsible. How? I'm the person saying don't make him your Michael Martinez.
That's the latest cold take now.
You're going to blame me? I'm going to face the firing squad
Nick's
here because of something I said this can't happen?
Convincing Miles Straw should be on the roster.
Hey, that guy that warned you about Pearl Harbor that nobody listened to, that's his fault. What? Excuse me? Sound of the alarm. Matt, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
You know, just out of spite now, now we have Michael Martinez or Miles Straw. They're probably signing Michael Martinez to a contract. Michael Bleepin Martinez.
I'm going to become a Yankee fan if that happens.
Oh, gosh. Please don't pull a Ken.
Ken, it was Matt that said that. I did not.
Take it up with Matt.
For once, I did not fire the shot at the Monomars.
No, I was going to say, Ken's Bring on the Yankees soundbite still, I think, lives in infamy at that station there.
It does. I will say, this is the year. Hopefully, this is the year that we can expel that demon for Ken. Because it can't until the Guardians beat the Yankees in a playoff series, right? Can we all agree? Like, if we let Kenny off the hook for that, if the Guardians beat the Yankees this year or any time in the future.
Is it bad that, like, part of me almost wants Houston? Like, right now, I think as it's set up, I think Houston will play Minnesota in the first
wild card,
and then I think the winner will play us. And am I a psychopath for wanting Houston just for the sake of not having to basically miss the whole series because you know, ESPN or all the networks, you know, they. You know, love the small markets so much that, you know, it'd probably be stuck at like 11 a.m. on Peacock or something or the Home Shopping Network. Weren't they putting us on like weird networks last time we were in the playoffs? Like all of our games were at noon and I get that you need to showcase all the big markets, but you cry about like, you know, not growing the game and then you stick all the non-New York teams at, like, noon. So, like, that's my biggest gripe. And I'm just worried that, like, we need Kwan and Ramirez to get back to normal, and the pitching staff needs to, like, Boyd. I've been pleasantly surprised at Boyd, but I don't know. I wonder if it's going to be they're going to be trying the Tampa Bay Rays strategy from a few years ago, where they just throw guys out two or three innings at a time to see what happens.
So I actually have what I think is a good plan on that. I'm going to share it later, but Matt, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Go Guards. There's a lot there. I agree. Kwan needs to get back and needs to be 100% or something close to it. Going to the playoffs.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.